So we've decided to try to make this the conversation that it was intended to be, that we're going to ask each other some questions about the current situation of child migrants. And then, of course, we do hope that there'll be some time for a larger discussion with some questions from you all as well. So I'll start off by asking Alyssa, so how is the U.S. doing in terms of welcoming child migrants currently, unaccompanied and accompanied kids?
Great. So my daughter just went to the dentist and was scored between 0 and 18. And so in terms of our welcome, I'll do the same and say we're kind of on the low end, maybe around 1 or 2. The norm is detention, as many of you all know, and the both for children and the adults. So we'll talk on this panel both about unaccompanied children as well as accompanied children. And just to clarify, the unaccompanied child has a particular definition that was introduced in the Homeland Security Act. And it is a child under the age of 18 who has no parent or legal guardian in the United States who is available to provide care and custody. So it's a little bit different in terms of, as we all know, the INA defines a child as unmarried under 21. But for purposes of some of the unaccompanied child protections in the law now, that is a child under 18 who, again, at the time at least of being identified by immigration or any federal agency, is lacking immediately available parental care or being in the care or custody of a legal guardian.